Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, having a great about to have a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey. And the reason I say that is because he's been with us many times before over the last several years, about 7 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Is Self-Employment for You? He's the CEO of Casey Communications, and he's working really hard, especially up in the Pacific Northwest, to help small business owners follow their dreams. Paul Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. As always, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Paul, you've got a list of critical things that small business owners should focus on. And is it 39 of these?
39 steps to small business success.
How did you come up? Why not 40? Why not 38?
You know, that's a really good question.
That's what I'm here for, Paul.
Yeah, and that's right. I really think these through, you know. And if I would do 40 just to throw in to make an even number, I would do it. But I really do think every bullet point I thought through is extremely valid.
That's the story you're sticking to, right?
Exactly. Okay,
What's the first one?
The first one is, and this is your tips, looking at overhead. Keep it low. Want a quick buck? Go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I can elaborate on that or go on to the next.
I would like for you to elaborate. Tell us some more.
On overhead?
Yep.
All right, I'm just submitting that I think one of the major reasons why small business owners fail, and that is because they get out there and get into cash flow problems immediately. They do the wrong things in the beginning and worry about expensive furniture and office space, and they spend money on the wrong things. I submit that you grow slowly. You take one step at a time, make a not a 2 or 3 year plan, you make a 5 to 10 year plan. You're going to be doing this for a long time, but if at all possible, and I think there's very few reasons that you can't do this in the beginning, keep your overhead, your costs down to an absolute minimum.
If you take 20 businesses that fail in the first 3 years, 3 to 5 years, 100% of them, let me just say, 19 out of 20 of them will be because of cash flow, because they were undercapitalized. And of course, we're all undercapitalized, Paul, but because their lack of capital, the capital that they had, whatever it might be, was not managed properly. You're exactly right. By misapplying, by paying for long-term assets with current cash, for example, and not having a good capitalization plan will contribute to that. But also, as you say, making bad buying decisions and buying too much inventory, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Yep. No question about it.
Absolutely. Another point I have on the way to the 39 steps, but I know that, Jim, as you mentioned, we're not going to get all through them today. But anyhow, another one is lower your expectations. In my opinion, a lot of people say that, you know, you think big, you think large, you throw your dreams out there per se. But my belief is that you have to take care of the fundamentals. And oftentimes you get carried away in your concept and you are not dotting the I's, crossing the T's. And I don't want to be, you know, raining on anybody's parade, but I think it's about the day-to-day of showing up and doing the job which you need to do. But a lot of times people just don't take care of the fundamentals. And I'm just submitting that I think some gurus out there are trying to tell you to dream and think too big.
Yep.
But in fact, the person who does the fundamentals wins at the end of the day.
Well, the way I handle that, Paul, and the way I recommend folks to handle it, is to build two projections. One is the expectations that you hope to have, that you want to have, that you have some reason to believe you can accomplish. Go ahead and do those projections and go ahead and think about them and talk about them and try them. But you've also got to have another set of projections, and that's your more conservative, your break-even projections. And as you start to see, and this comes back to your expenses, Paul, as you start to see that maybe things aren't going as well as your first expectations are, you start realizing it's more like the break-even scenario, then that's when you revert to the spending part of that second scenario, where you cut back on your expenses when it looks like things aren't going as well as you think. Paul Casey is our guest. His book is called Is Self-Employment for You? It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.